Thatching of the Rick. As I were thatching of the rick in our bit of mead last week, their green young e-grass, ankle high, did sheen below the cloudless sky, and over hedge and t'other ground, among the bennets dry and brown, my dun old mare, when neck afreed from summer work, did snort and veed, and in the shed of leafy boughs, my view old ragged-quoted cows did rub their sides upon the riles, or switch 'em with their hairy tiles. And as the morning sun rose high above my meshy ruff close by, the blue smoke curdled up between the lofty trees of fading green, a sight that's touching when to show a busy wife is down below, a working for to cheer one's toil wi' her best fare and better smile. Mid women still, in wedlock's yoke, zend up wi' love their own blue smoke, and husbands vine their boards a-spread be faithful hands when I be dead. And new good men in our land think lightly o' the wedding band. True happiness, to bide alone, with they that ha' their own hearthstone to gather with their children round, a-smiling at the world's frown. My boys, that brought me thatch and spars, were tightin' down upon the bars, or zat a-cutting wi' a knife dry eltrot roots to make a fife, or dravin' one another round the rick upon the grassy ground. And as the ire from the west did fan my burning face and breast, and hopping birds with twittering beaks did show their sheenin' spots and streaks, then wi' my heart a-filled wi' love and thankfulness to God above, I didn't think of anything that I begrudged a lord or king, for I ha' round me, ver or near, the most to love and none to fear, and zoo can wake in any place and look the best man in the face. What good to come to yakin' heads a-lyin' down in silken beds? Or what's a coach if oon't a-pine to zee oon's neighbours twice a-fine? Contentment is a constant feast. He's richest that do want the least.